I was thinking about how blessed I've been. And I told my wife, my brother, we'll never know what it is to hold a grandchild. And to hear some of the things they say, as one of them just cracked us up yesterday. And to look and the joy, see a little granddaughter walk in with curls all in her hair. The love that just wells up inside of you. And I'm so thankful, you know, like Randy was saying, years ago I never would have thought that I'd be blessed to see 13 grandchildren. You know, each and every one of us, we've been blessed far above measure. And I was listening to some people talking, is about something about the dash in on the tombstone between the date of when you was born and when you died. And you know, I was thinking of that, and a tombstone don't give too much information. It gives a date when you was born, and it gives a date when you died, but it don't tell what happens in between that. And you know, that is the life in between that. There's a little baby down there in the corner. It's buried. The date of birth and the date of death is the same. So there's no life there. Anybody can read that and realize there's no life there. But those, it's got a lot of space in that. You can stand and look at that stone and wonder what went on in those years. Was that life worth living? When they laid it down, did they have anything that they had accomplished that was memorable? Was there anything there that they was proud of? Was there anything there that people that knew them will remember for years and years and years? And it's not recorded on that stone. And it's sad. Because that stone will stand there for a long time. But the memory of that person will fade as the people that knew them die off. To after a while, all that remains of them here in this world is a stone with a little bit of a date and stuff written on it. But nothing to say of what that person really was. Well, me and you, you know, our life, it can be something that stands out, or it can be something that people just wants to forget. And, you know, as you think about it, for each one of us ourselves, we need to think, what is it that we're putting in that time between the date of birth and the date of our death? And yesterday, as we was working, well, it even started before that, Daryl digging. But as we have attempted to put an asparagus bed in, and we'll wait to see how good a job we did when it starts coming up. But asparagus is not like anything else that you plant in a garden. Asparagus is hard. You got to dig deeper. You got to prepare everything down even below where the roots are and bring it all up, filling it in. But unlike other things that you plant in the garden, next year, and if it's done right, they said bed that was maintained has produced for 100 years. You go out, you plant the garden, you put the best seed in of corn, of beans. beans or things like that. But next year, there's not going to be anything there unless you start all over again. But asparagus, if it's maintained, will just keep coming forth. My life and your life is something that needs great preparation. It needs some depth dug down and put down some roots on something that's solid before we're ever going to grow and maintain a life over a long period of time for God. And each and one of us, our life needs to be more than just a dash on a tombstone. But it needs to have something there that people that they may not have known you. And I've done this, tried sometimes. I honestly believe if God put this sanction upon that life that's laying beneath that stone, I would engrave on and live just a day and what was written upon the stone. And you read some more and it was nothing to it. What others you begin to read about it. Just what little information was there. It seemed like you could start to feel something wearing up on the inside of you. And I'm always on. Is that that soul laying there that's looking forward? So what a waste it when this life is over. Why? Because they live that life between that day of birth and that day of death for God. And they're looking more. So what awaits us when this life is over. And you and I, you know, we might be dead for a long time and in the grave before the Lord comes back. But isn't it wonderful to know that if our heart's right with God, it makes no difference how long we lay there. We're coming forth whole to go to be with the Lord. You know, I had a lady talking to me. This is the second time she's mentioned it to me about being cremated and wanting my opinion and whether it was a sin or not. And I said, there's nothing that says that it is. But to me, I don't want it. And, you know, I don't know what was the purpose of the first cremation. I don't know if it was somebody thinking, I'll take it and do with my body to where God will have nothing left of me when this life is over so that there won't be nothing there to stand before God. But you know, you'll find in the Bible it talked about the sea will give up for dead. Well, during wartime, we buried a lot of boys at sea. And they sank to the very depths of the ocean. And you'll find in places where the water is so deep, the pressure so heavy. When that body sank down there 7 or 4 miles into the ocean, it just become crushed to nothing. And the things, the little animals of the ocean, they might eat what remains of that body and spread it for miles. But when God speaks, that soul is coming for it. Why God created it, and man can do nothing to destroy it to the point that it won't stand before God and give it a kill. You and I, we need to make sure that the life we live it for the Lord. So when we're over here, what's put on a tombstone might not amount to much, but at least our life will. In Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter and the 2nd verse said, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. And here you'll find that he goes down and he covers quite a few things here. But what we want to pay attention to today is that time to be born and time to die. Me and you, not a one of us had a choice of when our time was for us to be born. And not a one of us has a choice, really, of the time when we're going to die. There's a lot of people even attempt suicide, and God allows it. But you and I, our life is still the
when we were born, and we have a time for us to die, and in between, we have time that God has given us to live and serve Him. And you'll find back in the Bible, men that lived a life that were pleasing unto God, they made a difference. You'll find it written in the Word of God, it recorded the things that they did. But you'll find other great kings that lived that were displeasing to God, and their very little bit things that you know in the Word of God. You and I today have allowed the world by not take much notice of it. But is it wonderful if God's the one recording the good deeds and the things that we do? So when this life is over,
we can go where those treasures are. He said to lay them up in heaven. And down here, you know, you might live in a fancy home, you might drive the best car, but when you're laid in the cemetery, somebody else is going to have that. It will be their possession. And all that you have is right there in the ground with you, and there's not much put in a casket with a person, is there? And do you realize even those that was buried with things that they thought was going to stay there, they've been people that dug them up and robbed them even of that. But that you have in your heart with God, no man can rob you of that. No man can take that from you. That's something that each and every day you can be out all by yourself and it be raining. Everything seems to be going bad. And you can start whispering a prayer, talking to God. You can feel the warmth and feeling come all over you. You might be cold in body, but you can feel that warm spirit. And it begins to minister at the end of it. And you and I, when a person's body is laid in the ground, if their heart was right with God, isn't it wonderful to stand there and tell their grandchildren, their children, their loved ones, you don't have to worry. They're only asleep. Come on, God's going to wake them up. You and I, it's just but a moment. You know, I don't know how many years ago exactly it was that Paul was put to death. I don't know how many years ago that the old-time preachers hear that carry the gospel across America first, die and bury in places that nobody knows anything about. But when God speaks in the morning to wake them up, it's going to seem like it was just a moment of time to that soul as they come forth to ever be with the Lord. No more an ending, just a new beginning that will never end. Each and every one of us, our life here is so short. Here in this little cemetery, there's from stillborn babies right on up to old men and women that's buried here. And yet, not much told about what their life was. Some, according to the tombstone, you could tell they were a military person. But it still don't tell you what their soul, how it was between them and God. It don't tell you what they accomplished in life, what their failures were. Me and you, as we go through life each and every day, we need to make sure today God, make this one count. Lord, let this one be that that makes a difference. You know, if you take that dash off of a tombstone and you put it on a paper of math, what does it mean? It's a subtraction sign, isn't it? It's not a plus sign, it's a subtraction sign. But isn't it wonderful to know if our life been lived for God? God looks at it as a plus. Because everything that we've done for the Lord, He said, you can come and be with me for all of eternity. Enjoy those treasures you laid up. Those prayers you prayed. You know, I wonder, down across eternity, how many moms, how many dads will be hugging the necks of their sons and their daughters just because they prayed the prayer time and time and time again, and they were faithful to pray for that soul until the Lord finally poured their prayers out upon them. That's what makes a difference in a life. That's what makes it stand out and count. That's what makes it important. What makes it worth living is that that's done for God. You know, you don't take many people here in this world. They live their life just for Friday, on the Friday, just so they can get drunk. Laboring in between just for money, either to get drunk or on drugs. And something like that, and that's all that they're striving for. But when they're dead and gone, there'll be nothing anybody can look back upon and say, this is what I want to be like. Why nobody really wants to be like that old drunk or that drug addict? I've seen a picture of a woman that got hooked on bed and in just a few years died. What she looked like before then. I'd give anything if I could have what they have. You and I today, isn't it wonderful to know we can teach to our children and our grandchildren they can have what we have with God. Because God said He'd give us the sincere desires of our heart. Parents, please, don't give up on your children, but strive to instill in them the things of God that when you're dead and gone, it will still be ringing in their ears. Been a long time since I heard the voice of my father as he preached. Been real. Heard him on tape, but it's been a long time since I said and heard that voice. But when I think about it in my ears, it seems like I can all but hear Him. You and I, our children, our grandchildren, when we're dead and gone, they need to hear the words that we've told so many times about God still ringing in their ears. Why? That's the only thing you can pass on to them. It's going to last. Money will soon be gone. A house fire can destroy it. But that life fire can't touch it. It can't be destroyed by the things of this world. You and I can carry it down. But if we build it for God, there's nothing in this world can destroy it. We can stand. When this life is over, knowing that our testimony lives on. And each and every one of us, there's a time for us to be born, and just as well, there's a time to die. And what we do in between is what's going to count. It don't make any difference how much money you have in the bank when you die. It don't make any difference if you was laying on silk or satin sheets in the best bed. I heard somebody saying the other day, and I forgot who it was now, that this woman, she had paid 20-some thousand dollars for her bed because she wanted to be comfortable. It makes no difference how much money you put into a bed, and you can lay and die upon it. That ain't going to make a bit of difference when you're dead and gone. But if all that you had to sleep on was a pile of rocks, and you died with your heart right with God for all of eternity, you'll never know what it is to be uncomfortable again. That's what's important. Here in this life, they've been nights that I was miserable. I couldn't find a comfortable position to get in. But I've only lived 63 years. So you and I, that might seem like a long time. But if we lived a life of being uncomfortable, and we lived to be 100, and our heart was right with God, that is nothing compared to eternity. It'd be far better to live in an uncomfortable position or situation for 150 years and die right with God than it would be to live in all the pleasure and comfort this world has to offer and die unprepared to meet God. You and I, let's make sure that our life, what we do here, that it counts for God. That people look at it and they see, when they stand and come to our grave after we're dead and gone, and they look at that stone, they begin to read the date. Something speaks out to them. That man, that woman knew God. You know, there's a graveyard there near my house. And I went and was reading the tombstones in it. And here is a mother and a father and a baby's grave there. And in this, that baby, it died. And then a year later, here's a mother and a little baby there in the grave. And I thought, oh, what joy they must have felt when they found out they were pregnant again. That father knowing I buried my child, but God has blessed them, we're going to have another one. And he lives in a year from the time that he buried his child. He went back there in his fire, and the next child, how broken hearted that must have been. But that happened a lot with people by, when we didn't have doctors in the hospital. And if there was the least little thing that went wrong, it cost the person their life. We've been blessed today with great blessings. And you and I today, how many of us really take time to realize that what we're doing with God is all that's going to matter? Whatever life we go, we might leave a whole bunch behind, but is it that that's been taught about God? And have we left a testimony behind that our life was lived for the Lord in anticipation of what God's got waiting for us when this life is over? You and I, it's a wonderful thing to know God and to be able to lay our head down on a pillow at night and know if this is the date it's marked on our tombstone that we died this night, it is all right. We can greet it with a smile and say, it's all right. It's just fine if I go home tonight. You and I, that's peace that the world don't have. Money can't buy that. You know, we hear in the news of great wealth that's been lost here in the last little while. I mean, tremendous wealth. People that just back broke because of what they had their money invested in. It's all gone. Well, God tells me and you to invest in Him. And moth, thieves, nothing can get in and destroy. You know, you don't need money in your pocket to get on your knees and pray a prayer to God and find the comfort that this world can't even dream of because they don't even begin to know or understand what it is. And, you know, I would much rather know that I have a God that's listening unto my prayers and hearing and able to answer and make a difference than anything that I know. You know, I shook presidents' hands. It didn't change me. It didn't change me a bit. I'm still the same thing as I was before I shook his hand. But you'll never touch the hand of God and be the same. You'll never have God come into your heart and you be the same. You're no longer that same person. And that's the wonderful thing about it. If you know God, the world, it will never be the same for you. There's beauty there that you've never seen. Just like Linda Mead, she's dead and gone now, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind me telling this, even if she was sitting here. She lived with her mom and dad at that time, just a teenager. And we was going into her house on a Sunday afternoon. And I bent down to smell some roses beside the porch. And she said, what are you doing? I said, smelling the roses. I said, they really smell good. She said, they do? I said, yeah, can't you smell that here? And I said, I can smell it, but I like that smell right there strong. She said, I never noticed it before. And she bent down and smelled. She said, well, they did smell good, don't they? Walked in and out by them roses day after day after day and never bent down to smell one. I love to smell the perfume of flowers. For one reason, in my mind, I could just seem like the picture that I have of what heaven must be like. And to walk through that place, the perfume of all the flowers on the air. That's why I enjoy smelling flowers here. I figure that's God giving us just a little whiff of what heaven's going to be like. You and I, you might say, well, I don't even think of that. Well, that might not be something that's important to you. But when we get there, every one of us, you're going to find that is stuck out in their mind in life here. We're going to find so much greater there than it ever was here. The joys of God. There's things here in beauty that we can look upon here that God created. But when we get to heaven, it's going to surpass anything our eye has ever seen here, our nose has ever smelled, or our ears have ever heard. Can you imagine what it'd be like to be in those millions shouting around the throne of God? Oh, how wonderful it is to be in a church service where you got 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, however many people it is. The Spirit moving them all shouting at one time. What a wonderful place that is to be. What's it going to be like to be in a throne of millions shouting the praises of God? That's going to be something I don't want to miss. And God has told us, if between the time we're born and the time we die,
We live our life for the Lord. We can go where He is. That's what I want.
While we get some song to sing.
Today might be your time to die. But it can also be today your time to be reborn. And God can give you a new life. One that every day you can open your eyes rejoicing that your heart knows God. While we sing, will you come? He said He'd give you the sincere desires of your heart. If you want to know God as your Savior, it can be obtained today. Will you come?